Now, obviously, last night subtly brought some much-needed cool weather. But, of course, we've seen record-breaking heat this summer. Temperatures have reached up to 45 degrees. Now, we're bombarded with messages to slip, slop, slap, keep cool and hydrated. What about your garden? I hadn't thought about that before. How does heat affect plants, especially with this really hot summertime? Well, Helen Young is an extraordinarily well-known horticulturist, a writer and a broadcaster. Helen, a good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. Oh, look, I'm loving the cool weather this morning. It's such a nice change.
Well, so am I, but I'm wondering what it's going to be doing to my garden after what was really quite a warm day yesterday. How do temperature differentials like that affect a garden?
I don't think the differential's really the issue, Nick. I mean, it's the plants suffer from heat in many ways like we do. And you know, when you go outside on those hot days, and we can barely stand it for 5 minutes on those heatwave days, and you think about the poor plants, they can't run away. They're stuck out in that heat hour after hour after hour. And I think we need to kind of remember that and realise that there are some things that we can do to help them survive that and to make life a little bit easier. Of course, some plants are adapted to hot, dry conditions, but in Sydney, we're mostly subtropical, and there's lots of our plants that really do like summer rain and moisture, and there are lots of things that we can do to help them survive a prolonged, hot, dry period like we've had.
Well, I was always told that you should never go out and water a plant, water plants when it's really, really hot, because you run the risk of burning them.
Yes, that's right. And I think that that has largely been debunked.
Good.
There is some risk of, I mean, the reason people used to say it was that the water would get on the foliage and then, you know, act like a lens, and the sun's rays would then burn the surface of the leaf. That might happen on some plants. But these days they're saying that really you're probably better if your plants in extremis, that it's probably better to give it some water. And it is certainly true from my observation over many, many years that plants that are dry in dry soil with dry roots will burn much worse on those hot days than plants that are well, we would now say well hydrated, wouldn't we?
We would indeed.
We'd say well hydrated. So when it's hot, and you know it's going to be a hot day, and particularly on those extremes, it's really important to have the soil being moist. And the ideal would be to go out and do that before you went off to work, or to do it in the morning before it got hot. Better for us to be out outside before it gets really burning hot too. But say that couldn't happen, and you could see your plants stressing and wilting and things outside, for sure, I'd go out and give them a drink. But always when you're watering, the important thing is actually to deliver water to the roots where mostly it's taken up, and you don't need to be splashing it over the leaves. Some plants have the ability to take up some water through their leaves, but the critical thing is down at soil level. So, yep, go out and give them some water.
You mentioned that we're subtropical before. Are there plants that just don't do well with humidity?
Sure, yeah, of course, lots. And many of them we want to grow. Lavender is a really good example.
Oh.
So there are lots of plants that thrive in Mediterranean climates. I'm thinking lavenders, even rosemary, olives, geraniums, and they really struggle with summer humidity. And the same with Australian native plants that are native to, say, South Australia or Western Australia, like the lovely Albany woolly bush, and Geraldton wax, and some of those things that we actually love to grow here, or we'd like to grow here, but often they pop their clogs when we get this really hot and humid weather, and they succumb to root rot and fungal diseases. They can't cope. So, yes, definitely different plants are adapted to different climates.
It's a funny one. I grew up in a small country town, sort of, you know, late 70s, 80s, incredible heat waves, and yet everyone wanted to have a nice English-looking garden with plants that were clearly inappropriate for the weather. Do you think we've got a bit better about understanding what we should be putting in our garden?
I think we probably have. I think, yes, there is good information. I think we're much more aware of climate and how things are changing, and hopefully there's good information for people out there. But gardeners, you know, we're a gnarly lot. We want to grow what's challenging, don't we? So if nobody else can grow it, we reckon that we might have a crack and have something different. Or else, you know, sometimes it's just a plant that we love. I mean, yeah. I know, you know, in the Sydney area, I get lots of people going, oh, I thought I could grow clematis up that arch. And I say, how many clematis have you ever actually seen, you know, in the Sydney area, in the Sydney Basin? And they go, well, no, I don't think I have seen them around. I go, yeah, well, Southern Highlands, Blue Mountains, terrific, but, you know, you can knock yourself out trying to grow a plant that's just not suited to your area. And I guess that's where, that's why I have a job, I suppose, why I have a business, because I can advise people on what to grow. And if you've got the right plant in the right place, then it's going to be a healthier and a happier plant. It's going to grow well. It's not going to get pests and diseases. And everybody's going to be happy. So, you know, there's this enormous range of plants and an enormous range of soil types and aspects and different types of gardens. And yeah, the smart thing is about getting the right plant there. But having said that, if there are some things that you really want to grow, then yes, there are lots of strategies that we can use to help plants through the summer. There are different products that we can use. And yeah, so it's just a matter of knowing what they are and putting them in place.
Well, Helen, speaking of your business, we'll make sure there's a link up to your website on the 2SER.com site. We will have to leave it there, I'm afraid, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Helen Young is a, as I said, well-known horticulturist. You can catch her on radio regularly. She's a writer. A little bit of a chat there about what we can do with our plants, our beloved plants. And trust me, there's more than a few in my backyard. They're very beloved during these kind of extreme weather conditions.